Blog Talk Radio.
You've joined in on the afternoon celebration with WEXY 1520, the Spirit of South Florida, covering Fort Lauderdale, Wilton Manors, and Miami.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Prepare yourselves for 30 days of Thanksgiving and praise
with one of God's mightiest men,
Apostle James Broadnecks.
They say there's a man named Jesus. If we can get you to him, your problem, your sickness will be over.
Broadnecks.
Can you say it? Can you? The Bible says.
This, the Harvest Crusade at the Full Gospel Church, 2201 Northeast 19th Street, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33305, Tuesday through Friday.
Coming Saturday, November 19th, the DRJ Foundation and Hymns Sport, 7th Annual Turkey Giveaway, in conjunction with Sunday Morning Best, 10-Day Promotion, Lady G, Curry, Drop Off, Canned Goods, and Fried Food Items to WEXY. 3223 Northwest 10th Terrace, Fort Lauderdale, Suite 601. Deadline November 18th. Or make checks to Hemisport. Yes, everyone invited to attend the DRJ Foundation and Hemisport's 7th Annual Turkey Giveaways. Fun day all day. Saturday morning, November 19th, 10 o'clock at Mills Pond, located at the corner of Northwest 19th Street and 15th Avenue, Fort Lauderdale. Remember, for the needy, not the greedy.
You better put it back, White Shoes.
All right, you caught me. And for more information, call 954-213-3389.
Chipwood & Chipwood distinguishes itself by its personal, one-on-one approach with its church and ministry clients. They are the oldest, largest firm in the world, specializing in financial services for churches, ministries, and nonprofit organizations. Please contact them today. Chipwood & Chipwood Financial Services for Ministry. 1-800-225-5849. That's 1-800-225-5849. Or you can visit them online, www.chitwood.com. Let Chitwood & Chitwood represent you.
Oh, Lord.
heaven. As of this moment, I'm no longer my own. I'm surrendering my life to you.
All of me to you. All of me I give to you. All of me to you. All of me I give to you.
All of me.
To you.
Oh God.
All of me. I give to you.
Everything I am. Everything I have. God, I offer it up to you. Right now. My mind. My soul. Have your way in me, God. Oh, God, all of me. Take my life. Use it for your glory. Make me what you want me to be.
Praise him.
I'll praise him.
The saints you have. right in your face with a tremble.
Responsible for its content.
South Florida and the surrounding areas, get ready for the exciting ministry of Bishop Hurricane Johnson.
If you got the stuff in your pants that are bothering you right now. You see a man at her, you see a man at him, you see a man at your family.
The services of Bishop Hurricane Johnson are described as life-changing, soul-searching, and anointed. You are invited to join him this upcoming Sunday morning.
This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. This Sunday, two things are going to happen. I want to speak into your life, and I want to pray for everybody that's ready to go to the next level.
Meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson this Sunday at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309. That's 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33309, 11 a.m.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready. Be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that's promising to change your life. Bring a friend. Share a miracle. Be there.
Like the only reason you still here is by the grace of God. Come on.
All right, God bless you. This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I am so grateful and honored to be able to come into your homes, your cars, places of employment, wherever you are, to let you know that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing some great things in the lives of so many people. And the special thing about it is you can be a part of what God is doing. Listen, I am honored, more than expectation. I am honored to be able to speak to you by means of live radio, and then all of you that are joining by way of Blog Talk. And also those of you that are joining by way of live Periscope, I want to greet you in the holy name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, this is another day that the Lord has made, and we ought to be thankful and glad in it. The reason why we ought to be thankful, because the Bible said He loadeth us with daily benefits. Daily benefits. It was the devil's plan that you not wake up. It was the devil's plan that you wake up sick or feeling bad. It was the devil's plan that you would be overtaken by some incurable disease or the pestilence that walk in the darkness. Bible shares with us that we should not be afraid of the arrows by day, nor the pestilence, one scripture says, that walk in darkness. In other words, unforeseen sicknesses or unforeseen attacks. But you know what? He woke you up this morning, amen, clothed in your right mind, blood running warm in your veins. And that's enough to give God praise right there. I want you to call somebody and share this time. Let them know that Bishop Eric King Johnson's on the air. We'll be here until 2:30. I want you to join me because I have a lot to share with you. I have some things I need to talk to you about concerning your praise, because your praise produce effects. Amen. It produces, amen, manifestation. It produces, amen, effects in your atmosphere. You can change your atmosphere simply by praising God. Do you know that? You can change your atmosphere. You need to write that down on a piece of paper. Amen. Can we put that on Facebook? You can change your atmosphere through your praise. Did I mention that we're on Facebook also? Okay, you can change your atmosphere through your praise. You find a person that prays God, and I show you someone, amen, that's changing their atmosphere. So I want you to be prepared for that, because I'm going to talk a little while concerning that. Now listen, I have a very special announcement to share with you concerning tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, amen, we will be with my friend Bishop Russ Bostic. Amen. His lovely wife, amen, Prophetess Andrea Bostic. They are having their 20th pastoral anniversary, and we're going over to share with them on tomorrow night. And I'm asking all of our friends and followers to meet us there, amen, at the Apostolic, amen, Christian Center. They're on 19th Street, 19th Street. So all you have to do is just get there, all right? You just get there early to get a good seat. The Lord has given me a message. When I tell you that God has given me a message, amen, for you, then I promise you, amen, that God has given me a message specifically for you. Can he do that? Yes, he can. So listen to me. On tomorrow night, I'm going to be ministering, amen, to those that will come out to celebrate, but also I'm going to be ministering to those that need a right now miracle. And I don't use that word loosely. I believe in miracles. Anybody out there believe in miracles? Amen. Can I get some miracle believers to clap your hand, because I believe in miracles. What? You believe in blessings? No, I believe in miracles. I can explain a blessing, but I can't explain a miracle. I can explain $20, $100. Let me take the figure up. I can explain, amen, $100 if I walk outside of this studio. Okay, somebody lost it. Someone lost it. I'm telling y'all right now, you're listening to me on live radio, you're viewing me by Periscope, you're hearing me on Blog Talk. If I walk out the radio station and I see a $100 bill on the ground, and I don't see nobody around, guess what Bishop Hurricane Johnson is going to do? I am going to pick it up and put it in my pocket, and I'm going to say that was a blessing. Good God Almighty. I'm not going to go up and down this. I said if I didn't see nobody. See there? Now y'all getting mad. They already getting mad. I say if I didn't see no one, all right? If I saw someone, I may ask them, hey, did you drop this $100? Now, you tell me what you would do. But I pick it up, and I put it in my pocket, and I say, thank you, Jesus. You want to know why? Because I've done it before. I looked around first, glory to God, and I put it in my pocket. But if, y'all ain't saying that to me, I start seeing $100 bills falling from heaven, and I don't see no airplane, and it's coming straight from the sky, my God, I'm telling you right now, I believe that's a miracle. And I'm going to certainly, amen, thank God for a miracle. You can't explain a miracle. That's all I'm saying. You cannot explain a miracle. You cannot explain a miracle. What's going to happen tomorrow night is that many people are going to receive a miracle. You're going to get something that you cannot explain, something that's going to happen that you cannot explain. Amen. So I want you to meet me there tomorrow night at the Apostolic Christian, amen, Center, right there on 19th Street, just before 31st, going west. Amen. It's on the right-hand side, beautiful building. All I have to do is just pull in that huge parking lot. Amen. Come in there. Make yourself at home. I'm sure Bishop is going to welcome you. Amen. And we're going to look forward, amen, to a special move of God on tomorrow night. Now, I'm excited about it. I hope you are. Then on Thursday night, amen, we're going to travel over to Gospel Arena. Amen. My father will be celebrating 76 years. That's 76 years. Amen. God has promised us, amen, 70. He said by reason of strength, by reason of strength, by reason of strength. He's living in that scripture now. That's what you call Bible days, by reason of strength, by reason of strength. And he told him, he said, you might have a few hard days, but don't worry. Amen. Your strength and your faith in God will keep you going. He'll be turning 76 years old. 76 years old. Amen. And so he's doing good. Amen. Remember, he went through open heart surgery. Amen. Glory to God. And God brought him out. They didn't know how he was going to make it. Amen. Went a whole month without sleeping or eating at one point. Just sat in the chair. Amen. We're just speaking to him, nod off. You, when you don't sleep for a whole month, your body go through changes. But God, amen, strengthened that body. That's why I can say by reason of strength. By reason of strength. Anytime a person go through that type of traumatic experience, now mind you, his body is looking at him like, what's going on? They had to take his heart out. That's what they did. They just didn't open him up. They had to crack open his chest cavity and then take it out. Are y'all listening to me? Repair the arteries and then put it back in. So he died and then was revived again. His body couldn't, amen, take that, so his body shut down, amen, and he couldn't eat, amen, couldn't sleep, amen, breathing was off. He sat there in that chair, and he began to pray and pray and pray and pray, amen, but God, amen, gave him strength. So we're dealing with by reason of strength, and guess who the speaker is? Amen. The speaker is going to be, amen, the Honorable Bishop C.E. Glover of the Mount Bethel Church and the congregation. They will be with him on Thursday night. So, listen, we're looking forward to a good time and looking forward to many of you being there. Okay? So, I've given you these announcements because I want you to know what's going on this week. We had a powerful service on last night. Amen. And certainly the impartation of the Lord, amen, was in both locations. Pastor Jay was there, amen, ministering. Amen. The Monday night special. Remember, we have Monday night special in two locations. We was in Fort Lauderdale ministering in the Monday night special. People came out and they were blessed. Now, our services are not long. They're not long. They're about an hour, hour and a half. So you have time to get there. I don't want you to miss next Monday. I don't want you to miss these Mondays. All right. And I don't want you to miss these powerful, amen, gatherings because they're designed just for you. Okay, so listen, I'm just grateful to God, amen, for what he's been doing. Today we performed Power Talk, and I'm going to deal 3 minutes. Okay, we performed Power Talk, amen, and we dealt, amen, with the subject of praise producing effects. And I'm going to talk to you about that today. I'm just running this time up to the top of the hour. We're going to break at 2 o'clock, and then we'll come back and get right into, amen, our lesson on the day. Because I believe that there's some of you, amen, that are praisers, but you don't know how powerful your praise really is. I mean, it's at this point, I need to inform you. I need to inform you that it is more than just dynamics, and I deal with dynamics of praise. It is more than just you moving about. It is more than just you clapping your hand. There is a purpose for clapping your hand. One scripture says, I will clap my hand unto thee. That there's a reason why you clap your hand. When you look up, amen, clapping one's hand, it means to strike or to make a noise. But we have a reason for striking or making noise. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So I'm clapping unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. But it's more than dynamics. There is a motive behind our praise. There is a reason. There is an origin of praise. Amen. I dealt with my Power Talk listeners, and I told them the origin of praise, the first time you hear somebody saying, I will praise the Lord, it was out of their pain. Out of their pain. Remember that woman that Jacob, amen. You remember Jacob? Y'all know Jacob. You know, the man that stole, y'all. Jacob. The one that tricked his brother. All right. Well, he didn't trick it. The brother going to sell it anyway. But anyway, amen, he tricked his brother. And then he tricked his daddy. Remember Jacob? Okay, and he went and worked for his father and his uncle. Y'all remember that? And then the uncle was supposed to give him Rachel, and he gave him Leah. And Leah's testimony was this. He said, my husband don't love me like I want to love me, so I give him some children. Glory to God. And after she had a few sons, she noticed, the Bible never said that he started loving her. And so when she had this last son, she said, I'm going to give God praise for this son, and I'm going to name him Judah. That's the first time you see praise coming up. That's the first time you see someone really praising God. That's it. They say it's the top of the hour. My name is Hurricane Johnson, and I'm going to pause for a minute, and I'll be right back.
Hallelujah. Gonna get you. Now let's dance. Yeah.
is WEXY 1520, the Spirit of South Florida, covering.